It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's Joint Budget Committee on Thursday announced one of the cuts committee members were dreading the most, the spending cuts in K-12 education. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
The lawmakers who shaped the state budget left the schools for last, but they said they could not avoid a cut of about $724 million, or 14%, to Colorado's state spending on K-12 education. Here's Senator Dominic Moreno.
We simply are incapable of balancing this budget without any changes to a department that represents 40% of the general fund.
Federal funding could replace some of the losses. The budget goes next to the state legislature, where lawmakers will debate whether and how to carry out the recommended reduction. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A judge in Denver hears a legal challenge today to Governor Polis's executive order allowing initiative campaigns to collect electronic signatures during the pandemic. The suit argues the governor doesn't have the power to change election rules set down in Colorado's Constitution, even during an emergency. CPR's Benna Berkland says the opposition is coming from one area in particular.
Business groups who often have to play defense against various ballot measures. For instance, this year they're opposed to a paid family and medical leave proposal. And then another measure from the left that would increase taxes for the top 5% of earners.
Polis says the rule change is necessary to preserve the citizens' initiative process, since the coronavirus pandemic makes in-person signature gathering more difficult. CDOT and the Colorado State Patrol are stepping up DUI enforcement for the holiday weekend. 75 law enforcement agencies are participating in this latest campaign they call The Heat Is On. Officials say law enforcement agencies arrested 323 drivers suspected of driving under the influence during this holiday last year. This is CPR News.